Okay. So just to recap where we were, so we're looking at the din and the implied din in the Gemara that charaka la'afrasmano is not matir the chametz will still be asar v'hanan. So we noted that, you know, what level of charaka we're talking about obviously depends on what on the machlokas rishonim regarding the heter of charaka kodesh mano, would seem to be machlokas rishonim, right? If you hold, like many assuming Rashi, that it's referring to Nifsal Yachil's Adam, so then what we're talking about here is that if you burn it such that it is no longer Rav Yachil's Adam, so then if you do that on Pesach, it is not Matirish. That leaves open the question whether it would become Matir if you were to continue until Rav Yachil's Kelah. However, if you take the position of the majority of Rishonim, who think that the Gemara here is talking about, when it says Charaka Kodesh Mano, it means scorching it to the extent that it's not even Rav Yachil's Kelah anymore. So then what emerges is that if you do that on Pesach, it is not Matir L'Chametz. And that is something which, at least initially, is not obvious. Because we find in pretty much across the board that a food item that has been destroyed or that has been rotted or spoiled or burnt, however it is affected, if it becomes unfit for even consumption by dogs, if it's einar roi l'achilas kelev, then at that point it loses its status, its identity, and its status as an ofel. And it becomes what the Gemara calls equivalent to afra ba'alma. We saw that in the context that's the implication of the Mishnah and Taros regarding tumas ochlin, that even if you're nitma, even if the thing was nitma, it becomes tahar once it's nisal mechias kelev. We saw regarding the nevela, both tumas nevela and nisr nevela, that kol yamo pligi, that if it's nisala, if it's nisrcha, the einu ruvila lekelev, so then it's kol yisuro is no longer, it's paka. And the Gemara even says, Rishonim also say, but the Gemara says explicitly, that's because it's kafra ba'ama. And we mentioned the sugya in Chala that seems to say that it could never have been even a havamina that you would be able to be mafresh from a nisa hamukhiyevis for Chala after it had already spoiled Nafilas Kela. It could have had such a havamina regarding Adam and not regarding Kela. So in all these cases, what we see is that this is something which is not an ochel, it's lost its identity, it has its halakhic status, its equivalent of afar. And yet, the Gemara says, right, and I mentioned that's what the Rishonim explained. They say, right, in the previous topic, they say the reason there's a heter kodma pesach, your chorech kodma pesach, is because now it's yatzam tar slachem, eno ochel, it's kafar ba'ama, etc. But then the question becomes, you know, the issue then we're starting out with is just the fact that it's usser if you do so on pesach. What changes? Why is it now usser if it's not chametz, if it's kafar ba'ama? So we started out pointing out that the Sefer Manix, almost undoubtedly, because of this, argues that this din, this iser hana, when you're chorech only after Pesach started, that is true, or only after, I should say, only after Shas iser achametz, that's only an iser derabban. It's just a kenas, you shouldn't have waited so long for you to be mivayer, and therefore, even if you're mivayer on Pesach, we're not going to let you be matir the chametz. It's a kenas. The reason it's a kenas is because if we just go with our general principles, it doesn't make that much sense, l'chora, because nisam achias kelev is avar ba'ama. However, we pointed out that, in fact, the Sefer Manik is somewhat puzzling, because the truth is that if we continue looking around Shas, we find that actually this is what we would expect to be the din, that chametz that is only reduced beyond the level of being Ruya Kelev, it's only made Nisal Mechas Kelev, on Pesach, we would expect that it would be Aser B'Hana, because we find that there's a whole Mishnah in Torah that says that Yisuri Hana fall into one of two categories, right? There's Nikbarin and Nisrafin. The Mishnah says that there is a distinction between them, Nisrafin, Ephron, Mutter. Once you burn it completely and reduce it to ash, so it sounds like it's saying, right? So then once you do that, it's mutter, it's no longer asar b'hana, whereas even if you burnt nikbarin, it's still not mutter, you still must bury it. So Eivron Nikbarin is Usr. But what we see from here is whether you're Minah Nikbarin or Minah Nisrapin, at the very least, until you become Afer, until this item has been reduced to actually ash, it would seem, you would be subject to an Isser. That's what the Mishnah is saying, is that you're Usr Abedei Afer in the case of Nisrapin, and even after it's Afer in the case of Nikbarin. So once we know that, Chametz Pesach, once it's been Nesar, once Pesach comes, so then even as you're burning it and scorching it, past the point at which it's Ru'uya Lekelev, but it's whether it's going to be Mutter Bit Afer or not is a question, but at the very least it won't be Mutter until then. So that means that even past the point of Nisal Mechaz Kelev, you'll still be Asur Kiv. So two things that we wanted to then pivot to. Number one, given that this Mishnah exists, so what does the Sefer HaMayim say? And number two, that Mishnah itself, what's the basis for that? Meaning, in a sense, we answer the particular problem here by just pointing to a larger problem. The larger problem being, that Mishnah itself, that din itself of Afer and Esrafin being Mutter, but only if it's Afer, and the Afer and Ikbar not being Mutter at all, that din itself, we can ask now the same questions. What happened? Isn't it true? The Chaltar Kahu, we find it in Nusamach Hezkelev, it's not that thing anymore. Right? It's not.
You mean in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we can refocus our fire now. You know, don't be upset about this Gemara. This Gemara is just, applying the Mishnah in Torah. Be upset. Target your analysis on the Mishnah in Torah. So we'll get to that in a second. First, just about what we say, though, about the Sefer HaMayim. How could he not have said this? So here I pointed out, we only really pulled it all the way through, as we were discussing the Inshir, that I think a simple answer to this question emerges if you accept something that the Rashbat says. The Rashbat has a surprising, totally different reading of the Gemara here. He says that, he paskins really, that even if you were a Choreich on Pesach, but if you do it past the point at which it's Ra'i L'Achiyos Kelev, if you do it scorching Kidei Mitzal Me'achiyos Kelev, and past that, that is Matir L'Chametz, even if you do so on Pesach. Isn't that against the Gemara? Kod Mizmano Mutter, Pach Mizmano Na Mutter. So, about that, he has an interesting shita. The Rashbaz himself, we'll get to that in a second. What is interesting is how do you neutralize the Mishnah in Tumura? Doesn't the Mishnah in Tumura say that there's an Isser, at least after the Nasa Efer? So his answer to that question is that there is no such gap between being Efer and being Ra'oy L'Kelev, being Nisal Mechaz Kelev. Once you're Nisal Mechaz Kelev, you're Efer. Now that, in theory, could have been in one of two ways. You could have said, it's actually only L'maisa Nisal Mechaz Kelev when it's actually Ash. But prior to it being actual Ash, or prior to it being, let's say, if we hold out a gachelas as a kid, Afer. Prior to it being that, the dog will eat it. I have an intuition about that. I think it's unlikely to be true. I try to feed pet stuff, feed dogs, things that they weren't interested in before, so I can't imagine they just eat anything up until the point of Ash, or right before that. That's not the claim that the Rashbaz here makes. He actually makes the halacha claim that Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, there's no space between being Nisal Mechaz Kelev and being Afer, such that you'd be Mutter, because he argues, once you are Nisal Mechaz Kelev, so like the Gemara says, you're Afer Ba'ama. And he argues that, and if you're Afer Ba'ama, then you're not Afer. So he argues that the Afer Ba'ama state is actually, that's what Afer, Hanis Ruffin refers to. Afer Hanis Ruffin means that you're Ki Afra. As long as you're Ki Afra, as long as you have this, the status of, it's equivalent of Afer. So that's exactly the same. That standard is the standard of the Mishnah in Tumura. It doesn't really mean Afer literally. It means K-Afer.
How does he... Is there a proof for that? How does he know that? How does he know that it's K-Afer?
Well, this is what he said, first of all.
Right, no, I understand.
Right, he says, and here he just tells you that, the conclusion, that at this point seems inevitable then, although in one second, not inevitable, but it's very understandable then. There's no Mishnah Torah that's relevant here, because that Mishnah Torah is only relevant you become Nusla Me'achilas Kelev.
Right.
So therefore, in fact, it is mutter. Now, so to answer your question, I think it could be, I don't know this, but I think it could be that he was maybe bothered by the question of the Mishnah Torah, meaning how is it that you know, your us are up until the point of Eifer, if it's Nusla Me'achilas Kelev, isn't Nusla Me'achilas Kelev Afra Ba'alma? So his answer is yeah, and that's what Eifer is. Now, what he doesn't address, of course, the Rashbats, doesn't help you much for Eifer and Ekbar. He doesn't address that. And again, this is the motivating concern, so you solve part of the problem, but not the entire problem, because you still have Eifer and Ekbar, which are us. So, you know, you still have to answer that question. But maybe you thought, yeah, that's clearly something else, maybe that's a Derabanan or whatever. But the basic point is correct, that once you're past the point of Ru'uyo L'Achios Kelev, once it's no longer Ru'uyo L'Achios Kelev, it's just Afar Ba'ama, legally speaking, and therefore, you know, the Mishnah and Torah, which says it becomes Mutter, once it's Afar Eifer, that's referring to past that point of Nusal M'Achios Kelev. Now, if we adopt that, we could then explain the Sefer HaMa'ik. Right? Meaning then the Sefer HaMa'ik could say, oh, why didn't I mention the Mishnah and Torah? Isn't this just an application of that Mishnah and Torah? His answer would be no. The Mishnah Torah is no longer applicable. That itself is not applicable once it's Nusla Me'achilas Kelev. Because once it's Nusla Me'achilas Kelev, Nasa Eifer, Nasa Ki Eifer, and Eifer on his rough in his book.
Just the Mitzvah, so the Mishnah Torah only applies if you burn it without it ever becoming Nusla Me'achilas
Kelev? I don't know if you without it ever becoming. Until it becomes, it's an Eifer.
Okay.
Right?
Meaning
it's saying Eifron Hanisrafin and then Eifron Mutter. So he's saying that threshold of Eifron Mutter, that's talking about once it's no longer Nisam Echel Sekelev, once it's no longer really Kelev.
Okay.
I think. I mean, he doesn't really say all this. He just tells us the cryptic line here. I think this is what emerges. Shekev Shekargo Ashen Nisam Echel Kelev, Napak and Kerslev, and Menelikim Eifer Ba'am, of the commonly called Nisrafin Eifron Mutter. Applying the Mishnah in Tmura to Chamech and Nisal. Me'achilas Kelev on Pesach means that it's a mutter. Does not produce a Iser, produces a heter. Because we're dealing here with something which is has the status of Eifer. If the Sefer HaMa'ik adopts this, so then he has a simple answer to the question, right? Why do I need to resort to Knas? So now falling into picture, right? Assume the Ma'amar Chametz Rashbat's position regarding the Mishnah and Tumurah. Isn't this a counterproof? Right, our Mishnah, our Gemara, which is saying, according to most of you, Rishonim, you know, that Chametz Shenifsal B'Pesach La'achar, even past the point of being Ru'i L'Kelev, it's not Ru'i L'Kelev, it's Nisam Echel Kelev. The fact that it's still Usur, doesn't that disprove your theory about Nasa Ke'efer? Now, one answer that could have been given, but I don't know actually any Rishonim to hold this, is to say that Chametz has a din of barin. Rishonim attribute to some certain people this position, but nobody actually I know that advocates it. We'll get to that topic. I'm leaving that aside of where actually Chametz fits in. But if you say that Chametz has a din of Eifaronic barin, so then that would answer this question, even according to, let's say, accepting the standards of the Rashbats regarding Mishnah Torah. But as we'll see, I don't know actually any Rishonim who really do advocate that position, even though there are some Rishonim who think that it would follow if you pass it in certain ways in the Gemara. But either way, the Rishonim that we're seeing here don't say that. So I think one could argue this is where the Ma'anig is coming to say, yeah, the Mishnah Torah, the reading of the Mishnah Torah, it's only until Nifsal Nechias Kelev, then it has the status of Eifer. Our Gemara, why is it us? Oh, it's a Kenas. That's a kenas for not having gotten rid of the chametz earlier. So that works nicely, right? You say Mishnah Torah is not relevant anymore once Nisam Echaz Kelev. Therefore, so the answer here is it's din derabanan, a kenas. Now the Rashbats, I pointed out last time, the Rashbats himself does not say that. He instead radically rereads the earlier point. His answer to the question of why there's an issur here is that's not correct. There isn't an issur here. It's not usur if you're chorech on Pesach past the point of Nisam Echaz Kelev. The Gemara says Kodin Zmano, right? And we obviously know that it must mean that it's Daka Kodin Zmano as well as Zmano. So what I take him to be saying is that's just, you know, if it's Kodin Zmano, then it's Mutter from the moment you start burning. Why? Because there's no Isur to be Nehen at that point. Once it comes to Pesach, once it passes the point of Shasi Suro, then you can't just say Mutter because Achit Nase, you know, Nusal Achilas Kalev, it'll be Usur. So it's just that point. Bahadi Kika, what's the line anymore? Bahadi Kika Sarifle. That's when it says Kodin Zvano, once it's saying that it's adding it only because Bahadi Kika Sarifle, it's still Mutter. Whereas if it's past the point of Shasi Suro alone, the Rashbat says, then there's an Isur until it gets to that point of Nefsal Mechilas Kelev. But once it gets to Nefsal Mechilas Kelev, then it's Afra Ba'amah, then there's no Mishnah Torah, etc., etc. Yeah, you had a question?
No,
it's definitely not, it's just a weird way of the word to say that.
Yeah.
Charak, Fonsmano, the big Kiddush is, really, for the Rashbat, the way he's reading this Gemara is, you know, the question was, Pshita, of course, Mutter Bana, why wouldn't it be Mutter Bana before the point of Isur? Oh, the point is, it's going to be Mutter even after. But that's not true specifically of Kodin Zmano. It could have just said Charak. The point is, Charako, Mutter, Be'anafil, Achazmano, but that actually doesn't depend on whether or not you're Chorek before or after. So his answer is, yeah, Chenami, it's just the straight, you know, categorical Heter, without having to qualify, that's only once we wait until it's already become past the point. That is why there's Kodin Zmano there, because that's only true if it's Kodin Zmano, if it's Bizmano, you gotta wait till after. Okay, but now returning to the standard view, right? That the Mishnah in Tmura is the controlling point here, right? So that's just, you know, that answers the question on the one hand: what's this Isur? Where does it come from? How can it be? On the other hand, it just kind of refocuses the question: how is this Mishnah in Tmura viable? And this is exactly the question that we saw that I gave you guys in the course. The place he asked this, and I like how he says, you know, like sorry. You have a sense when you stumbled upon something which is really pretty basic, it seems, and nobody's ever talked about it before, that's not a good sense. You know, it seems like, you know, somebody's off here. Either I am, more likely, or everybody else was, but then Tzarah Ian on everybody else. This is the way it basically asks. This is like, I remember Wilkinson, maybe a few times, I heard him do this, where he would say, you need to do a whole analysis, and he would say everything here. He said, I don't know. I haven't seen anybody talk about it. I don't know. It's a tachat siman she'ela, which usually meant that there wasn't any better. I mean, if he couldn't arrive at certainty about it, he wasn't like missing mishnayos and stuff like that, and not even, yeah, wasn't even missing. I would say probably not missing shas, or I would say he's not missing any literature chazal. It's possible maybe there's like who knows, a sefer manigi. I wouldn't bet on that either. But anyway. The place he says, instead of putting me on the Siman Shela, putting everybody else on Siman Shela, right? He says, this is the place he...
Siman Shela means question mark, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he was uncertain whether or not the premises under which the analysis is being conducted are true. Like, very basic issues that, you know, sort of are a threshold question, but you couldn't exactly, like, you couldn't get clarity about that. But here he says, Vimkain, let's see one second. Vodani Tama, Vimkain. You don't have to know what the Yukam is. Hadar Mina Nosin Tanaka Mutter, the Vela, basically he's asking about the din, and the call the Gary Nina Vela. With MS, the Chazi, the Kelev, Havini Vela, Nosin Tanaka Mutter, etc. Please add, call Hani Surya, the Haim, Mani Barin, Vadai, the Afilo, the Chazi, the Gare of Surin, the Afilo, Ephron, the Surin, Kosha came in him, Bikmos, and Kayam, then came Basar Bachalab, the Haim, Kamis, the Pesach, the Dath, the Bain, the Kamrin, that's also good, right? The Humani Barin. Yeah, it's funny that he says that. That's a big question in the Rambam. It's not clear at all. The tour attributes it. There's a tour who attributes it to people, and the Rambam himself is not clear. Yeah.
I was happy I trouble Aaron you when you put the sheet
in. Oh, sorry. Sorry. You read my mouth through the mask.
Exactly. Is that in trouble?
Yeah, I was just saying that I don't recall him saying this, that Ladas Harbe Mechaber, when he quotes the tour in the Rambam, but the truth is that the tour says that the Rambam should pass it this way. Based on his premise that Hashbas of the Chaldavar, but the Rambam himself is very unclear about that. And there are some who explicitly say that they don't accept that analysis, that the question of whether Chametz will be Nikbar or Nisraf depends on whether Hashbas is of the Chaldavar or just Besreba. We'll get to that separately. Anyway, it's not the point. The point is, Umar Yishwa Mechabim Chametz is Alakam Asurba. Actually, that question over there. That question exactly is the question I had, right, that the Ron had addressed, right?
Yeah.
That's the question the Ron addressed. That Okay, anyway, he says here, one second, the Tzarkin base, in Loja Nomar de Hafta Nikab Barim, the Apron Usser. But basically, I mean, the truth is, this is a stronger question even than that one, meaning that's just a question of, it's a good one, of Rabbi Daguerre. But for, and, you know, Nevela asking from Nosan Talmud Gan is only, you know, it's in a sense a hobble sorrow. I mean, even if you hold Nosan Talmud Gan as Usser, you still have a question because, right, with Holy Amma, because that's talking about Nevela Shein Rabbi Daguerre.
Oh, yeah.
But Nevela Shein Rabbi Kelev, so I would have asked him a stronger way. Forget that Sugya of Nosan Talmud Gan, it doesn't matter. Everybody agrees if it's Ein Rabbi Kelev. So how do you have this Mishnah Tumura of Nikbar and Eifar Nikbar and Asr? This is the Elohim Shemar Dehafti Nikbar and Eifar Asr Burak from the Rabbanan. The Mefarish Mei Surah Ava Meyator Be'emes Mutter Nisot Kokach In Kenos Edal Gamli St. Thomas Lian Pasad Nitor Rav Tarshmi Mechar. Nobody raises this question. So he basically suggests, again, under pressure, really just from the question of Nevei L'Shein Aruya, when it's a stronger question than that, it doesn't matter what you hold about Nevei L'Shein Aruya, just it's what the Gemara said, you know, Ad L'Kelev. Ad L'Kelev is the bottom line for everybody. And then if that's true, and the reason for that is because it's Ka'afar Ba'alma, so then how do you have a din that, you know, that Nikbarin is Usser, even once it's Afer, and how do you have the din, basically how do you have the din of Afer? It's not, what I would say is this way, like I said, we posed it initially, it's not Orla, it's not Chamins. Now those happen to be Meha Misra'im. Let's just take Ego Rufa, right? Ego Rufa is Meha Nikbarim, correct?
Yeah.
Right? So how do you have a din that the Ego Rufa is Usser, once it's Ash, it's not an Ego Rufa anymore? And so you have this basic question you can level, and this is essentially what he says. And he says, yeah, it's not, maybe it's just a Chumrah. The whole din is just a Chumrah. Agav, his formulation of that, that the Chumra Dirabanan, the Mefarish Meisura, I suppose one could argue against what I had said last time, that perhaps that actually is the language, you know, that it's very similar to the language of the Sefer Hamanik in explaining what the Knas here is. He says it's Knas for having been Mashab Isser. I suppose one could maybe argue that, you know, the Shehiyah Isser is Lav Dafka of the Bayar Bayimatsi Abeira. It's more the fact that you have yet to be Mekayin your Cholas Biur, and that's actually something which might
imply. That's not an Isser, though.
I hear you. Meaning the Shehiyah Isser, you're saying, if you're saying calling it an Isser,
that has to be the last.
Right, but even if you think, even if, as we're going to see, Manny Shorten did assume, there is a real mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, but, you know, mitzvah to be. But it's still a mitzvah deraisa, chiyuv deraisa, to be sorry if you're orla. But there's no delaying that would not be an iser, which I think is a hard argument to overcome, because there's no timetable given in this chiyuv biur to orla. So to say that the shiwa is by itself usser, as opposed to really what he sort of saying mifarish misur. Okay, I agree. Okay, good. So the initial instinct was correct. I agree. Had he had a little bit of different language, that it's the fact that you haven't yet been Mavar, so then it would be maybe over. But you're saying, but you know, he says, you're over an issue. Yeah, okay. Correct. You're right. Same correct. So, so that's the answer that he gives, that it's Zerubana. I pointed out that the Primigadim just raises that as a suffix. Is this din Zerubanan, or is it Daraisa? I don't recall that he even really.
In the wrong one that we looked at, he was
no
included the rice.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Really?
Or he's probably.
That's all we know.
I've noticed that he quotes on later issues. I've noticed that he comes back to this point, but he always mentions the stuff about it.
Yeah.
And
it sounds
he'll
like
say either if it's been a Torah, then it has a falling nafkamino. You know, whereas if it's zero bundle one, or say whether it's zero bundle there, but he always mentions that it's a suffix.
He definitely leans towards that way.
What, that's Horizon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've seen a few times where it's funny. This is like
I
thought it was the right.
What?
Right.
That's why we thought that was the one that you had assigned us.
No, I didn't, but maybe you could assign it to me now. But, I mean, I what I'm familiar with, the Prima Gadim in general, he will refer to the question and always, you know, say, Inkun Dirabun Horizon, or, you know, say it says, Machok Samachabim. I'll give you an example. He says, "V'yesh lomar tesavos." We'll get to this actually. Tesavos, the sober harmony of Ram, Ephraim Barn, Rock me Jerban, here's your ring king. I think those two more long. Give me one second. The Bach, attributing analysis in the top of my head, I didn't give it to you. The Bach, Fasa, the Nakim, the Sabbath, the Kurma, Sober, Afer, meaning he's arguing now that he holds Afer and Ikbar and the Torah. Because, Imi Derban, Havaleh, the Sekhla, Kula, etc. Yeah. So, he actually points out, the Prima Gunna points out, that it seems this is actually a suffix, implicit suffix, in the Kurma Sedeshin. Kurma Sedeshin was basically asked a lot of Master Kaila, or.
Well, was this a real one, or one that he made up?
I always used to hear also that he wrote his own questions, you know, but I think it's been challenged recently.
Really?
Yeah, that people think it could well be he was just a good editor. I mean, he just took the, he doesn't give you a lot of details, but that's because he wants you to have the halachic, you know, the essence of the shadow. So he edited the questions, he edited the answer to kind of make it more universal. But it could well be the received questions. He just sort of distilled them. I don't know one way or the other, but. Anyway, so he was asked either, you know, but even if he made them up, but it's just like a, you know, the five of the Shalzafim, right? The Haggadah, you should still do the Balbais and Stoic, you show all in the Tari. So there is a concept of She'ela even for himself. But the basic question that he was dealing with was using Chametz stick ink on Pesach,
right?
That's the question. So he writes that he thinks the Mutter, and he gets their whole analysis, based on our Sukkah, actually. So actually, I don't know if you noticed, you saw the Rush's Achshavei, you know, the Makor for that, is actually one of the things that he cites. Because he says that it's Mutter, because of our Sukkah. It's not actually Mutter to eat it, though, even though that's what a lot of people say. Yeshua wrote in the mind, that feel the Shari, Da'af Ba'am, Lufla Mestavra, Avagav, the Batla, Daito, Da'as Ha'ochel, Eitzok Adam, Yikom Makam, Kevin, Di'iu, Ka'achelei, Aser. That's the rebar's alone. But either way, he says, let's continue on here.
He rejects that.
What?
He rejects that. Right?
No, he actually accepts it. No, he actually accepts it.
Doesn't he go back on it?
Yeah.
Does he in the end?
He says it can't be observed because otherwise that would also be true about the ink. Sorry, it would also be true about the Ainasa.
He doesn't argue on the Yisod of Achshavei. He actually does mention the Yisod of Achshavei. He argues that would not apply to the case where they're, you know, putting pen.
No, but then he goes on and says.
I just thought of somebody who, you know, like, their Haggah kind of puts a pen on him. I guess this is what he used to do.
Find a reason to be Mephali. You can't find a reason. So if that was true, then he's confused as to why people are mocking by Yain Nesef.
Yeah, then he asks that question, correct?
And then he gives a different answer, reasoning Mephali.
Let me see him a second. Isn't he saying he says, alright, so he's bothered by the Shodom who had this problem with the Kashli Hut, who did the Yosha Yainis of Asar Kidu Kagan of Lomach Shavina? I can land this, Lomana or Sami Yinam Asar Hanal of Shari, if he looks up, if he named the Ari Rah, read with Yosha, and something like Steel's Caleb. The Prima Gadim understands him being subak about the Tumura halacha. In other words, this question he thinks is really just a question of the Isser of Afer and Ikbarin, or not only Afer and Ikbarin, there's an exception to the Isser, the Nisrafin, the exception is Avodah Zarah. Even the Avodah Zarah is Man Nisrafin, Vashareihem Srafun? I can't remember the pasuk, it just escaped me. But Avobichain is Aser. Separate topic, but it will come to at some point. One could have thought that's true only for that the psalm here is about that chumrah regarding Avodah Zarah. not about the Mishnah and Tumura, about Avraham Akbar, and about all these Surahs in the Mishnah. In other words, when the Mishnah says something to us, or, you know, all these cases, that is this whole thing Dirabanan, or is it, you know, the particular one? That's not so clear to me. Now I remember I wasn't sure about that, that it had to be that he isn't talking specifically about the Chumra of Yain Nesach, even once it's ash, even once it's been reduced to nothingness. It's one of the disrupting, but the fact is that it's usur, because an exception. Maybe that's only Dirabanan. But either way, the Prima Gundam thinks that this is a subject about all of these surim, essentially, that we're talking about, you know, since we're talking about something which is Nisal Mashiach's Caliph, so the fact that it's usur, whether until it's Nasa Afer or it's Afer Anikbarin, the fact that it's usur is only in Yerubanan, or maybe Zoraisa. That's the subject here. He says, he says, in the case of Yanayasa, Far Chalav Yisir, the topic that you're asking about is lachas bano. So there, I'm not sure. When they said tulo pakamina isr shiyosav isr hanah lamad asar bana, that's presumably our Mishnah Tumura, right? Nay dinam yashem yoraisa pakak ki agavna, but nonetheless, mi derabana lo pakam. That he's taking to be the entire Mishnah Tumura. One could wonder about that, whether or not it's the entire Mishnah that's talking about, you know, achinasa efer for nisrafin and efer nikbarin. Or is it just the unique chumrah that even though it's man's roughing, the fact that it's still usher, once it turns into efer, that is the exception. Either way, the Prima Gundam suggests that's the subject of the Truma Sedeshin. What needs to be analyzed, of course, is if it is Doraisa, how can that be? Going back to the question, how could it be that it's not Paka if it's Afra Ba'am? So here, I wanted to suggest at least two possible ma'achim to answer this. I think they're both pretty solid, but I'll just go through them. The first is based on two additional propositions. If you accept both of them, we have an answer. The first is, I think, relatively simple, and in fact nearly self-evident, but it has an implication which maybe not as immediately obvious. But the simple proposition is that a chiyuv biur, or perhaps even a chiyuv bura, persists until it has been accomplished.
What is
it? No, the one Torah says you had to be mevar, sorry, something that means that applies until it's been done, completed. The whole mitzvah to be sorry, it means we're anticipating the process ending in its being Nisra. That's when the mitzvah terminates. What? Leave Nikbar aside for a second.
Okay.
Leave Nikbar aside. I'll come back to Nikbar. I'm not meaning to get into that, to wade into that debate just yet. But first, let's just talk about Nisrafin. Okay, you got to say about it straight. In a mitzvah, we'll come back to it. You're right, but I want to make the argument as cleanly as possible with the more obvious premises, and we'll come back to the, I think, equally true, but not as obvious cases. So let's just say, a chiyuv sreifa, the Torah envisions, you carry through until the thing has been Nisra. Just by definition, that's what sreifa, a mitzvah sreifa, entails. And while this proposition is simple, you know, and self-evident on its own, it has a noteworthy implication given the prevailing and intuitive proposition, contra the Rashbats, that there is space between being Eino Roi LeKelev and being Efer. That a food item being burnt becomes Nisal LeKelev prior to the end state of total Nisra. Right? That there is that space in between. The implication, given that we take that proposition to be true, the implication of saying the chi of biur or sreva persists until the biur or sreva has been accomplished is that the chobas biur of an ochel persists past the point of its status as an ochel. Right? In other words, while an isra achila or, let's say, tumas ochlin or other dinbiya ochlin are only applicable and therefore only persist upon that which is ochel, right? That which has an identity as ochel, as nevela, as basar b'chalav, then therefore normally, you know, that's the reason why nifsal may kelav is mafkil yisir. The chi of sreifa sa ochel is not limited like that. It persists upon the physical material of the ochel, even as through the sreifa it transitions through being a non ochel. Right?
Why?
Because that's the very nature of the chi of sreifa. Now, the Torah is having been mitzavah meat to be sorry of this thing. that itself entails that I'm to see the process through past the point at which it's no longer a no-kill. If you assume that until you get to it's being Nisroch, there's a moment, there's a state at which it will become Nisroch goes Kelev. Follow? Right? The Chiyus Reifas HaOchel, in other words, you might say it this way, makes demands upon you that apply beyond the item's retaining its identity as an Ochel. Okay? So that is, as I say, the first initial formulation is, seems relatively simple. You know, you have a chiyuv biur to mivar something that means that it persists, that soul will hold until it's been nisbayer. But it has the implication that the chiyuv biur actually applies in a way that other things might not, because the chiyuv biur is anticipating seeing through a process which passes through stages under which it's an ochel. It therefore does in fact apply beyond it being ochel, but that isn't true necessarily of isurei achila, where the Torah forbids chametz. So as long as it's chametz, it's forbidden. But once it's not chametz, it's not forbidden. So that's number one. The second point, which is a little bit more controversial, but I think I'm going to try to substantiate, is that the Isser Hanah that exists here, at the very least, I'm going to get to this, at the very least, the Isser Hanah that persists through its being Nase Efer, or even with Efer and Barn, you know, forever, that Isser Hanah that we're discussing here stems from the Chiyuv Sreifa. Whether the Chiyuv Sreifa, the Chiyuv Biur, is really just a simen that has been Nesav Hanah, or, I think just as likely, it's a Siba, the fact that the Torah requires you to be Sorif itself imposes upon you an Isser to be Nenah from it until then. Either way, the Isser Hanah is grounded in, it's rooted in, it stems from the Chiyuv Biur. Now that an Isser Hanah, before I get to the putting these implications together, that an Isser Hanah can stem from a Chovas Biur. I think it has many examples and precedents, one of which we've seen. Right? We've noted that Rabbi Shimon, Shitas Rabbi Shimon Lagabe Erev Pesach, so he holds that there's no lav, right? He does not darshan the Psukim such that there's a lav of Achilas Chametz, of Losach HaChametz, that applies prior to Pesach, even after Chatzotzit. Until Pesach, there is no lav. But the question becomes, according to him, so where is it mutter to be? Ochel nene. So we saw that there are range of shitas here. The Balmor, the Balmor has this famous shita, which many disapproved of, that achila, like we've seen, achila is mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. Nearly everybody else disagrees. And the question is only the extent of the disagreement. And we noted before that, you know, the Ravid and the Ramban, they say that it's asr b'achila, although not b'hana. However, there are Rishonim that disagree and say that there's an isr hana. Now, where do these things stem from if there's no lavin? So the answer is from Chobot's Tashbisu. Right? Because the Gemara says, in fact, the way that they explain it is, the Gemara says in the first parak that chametz la'achar shishalas is asr b'hana. And according to Menorah, we paskin like Rishonim. And this Gemara is presented stop. So, first of all, if you pass on the Rav Shimon, that's not good to have a stam gemara that says what you don't believe. Second, even if you don't pass on the Rav Shimon, but nobody brings up the fact that this gemara is only according to one of the, you know, one of the time in a major machlokas. So, while some Rishonim say nechinami, this is not true. There are a bunch of Rishonim who say nechinami. This is shaloki das Rav Shimon. There are a bunch of Rishonim who say that no, that the gemara is they talk about aser behana, the fact that let's say Rav Gidel is an example. Which is the topic that comes up here, so it'll be, I think, the next one. That Kiddushin Bisuriya No, that Bishesh, Lachar Chatzos, at the very least, Lachar Chatzos, you're going to have an Isser of, you're not going to be able to be Mekadesh, the Chametz, because it's Bisuriya No, that's the Shidas Rabbi Shimon as well. Where does that come from? It comes from the din of Tashbisu. Tashbisu implies, imposes an Isser No. So we saw this in the Ram before. But it could be argued that the Ron's language is really something which is not helpful so much for us, because the Ron's language predisposes us to think that maybe he thinks this is something unique to the Chov of Tashbisu. Right? Because he talks about the fact that the Tashbisu prohibits Hana by referring to the Targum Unklus, that, you know, Tashbisu is Tevatlun, it means Tevatlun Belev, it means you have to banish this thing from your sphere of existence, your psychological and, you know, emotional and economic orbit. So to say you can be nana, that's a violation of the whole notion of tibatlun, of tashmisu. one can make the argument that that's something which is unique to Das Reason. I'm not sure that it follows, but it's a respectable argument to make. However, there are other Rishonim, prior Rishonim, who adopted the same point. The Ron on this issue was not a Chavos Yafet, despite the fact that I may have presented him. I don't know if I said it either, because I knew that he wasn't, but it may give me the impression, like the Baal Mor's twin in terms of extremity on the other side is the Ron. It's not. The Ron has a whole solid group of Rishonim prior and after. The Sefer HaShlama is the one who's reported, right, from Rishulim, Mibedrash. Who
do you think it's interesting that the Ron has this whole weird justification for Shita, though, and that HaShlama doesn't see it feeling different?
The what?
The Ron has this whole weird justification for Shita based on the fact that, like, he can accomplish that piece of Bethel, and...
I don't think it's that you can't... No, the fact that you can have Tashmisu through Bittul is, his point there was the notion of Tashmisu can be captured by Bittul.
Yeah, you know, that, or it's a steer of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Hashanah doesn't
say that. It's less specific. So, are you meaning, I just was presenting the possibility that maybe we'll say Ron is building off of unique concept, something about Tashmisu which is actually unique. It wouldn't be shared with, this is a point we're going to get back to. The Tashbisu is not just a, you know, simply the application of the normal Chobas Biur of Isir Hana. It's not just a specific formulation of it either. It's actually a kind of a different mitzvah. It's a different idea, even though it does result in there. What's going to always push against that is the fact that the Gemara says that Ein Biur Chametz El Sreifa, that somehow that links that with the question of where it falls in the Mishnah. The Gemara seems to. Either way, you notice also the Hashlama is radically different. Actually, I don't know why I'm opening this up. The Hashlama is not here. The Hashlama just speaks of the fact that Chovas Tashbisu implies an Isser Hana. This is where the Ron, just to remember, he says that linear the Rishimun Nami Chavin Sashas Asar Ba'anam and Torah, the Mulder Rishimun Chuluhuda, the Bittul Ba'amasag. You know, he's not arguing. You know, the point of Bittul Ba'amasag is really that Bittul is an encapsulation of what Tashmisu requires. Even if you don't do Bittul, but it still implies a negation of the possibility of saying that it can be net. So you can make a good argument that that's really something unique to Tashmisu. In fact, we don't find, for instance, that Bittul can work in other cases. Even if you think that Bittul can work for Hashpasa, which is a Chogos Shonim, the Ron is citing on one of those positions here, that it is an accomplishment of Hashpasa as opposed to simply removing Chametz from the sphere of, you know, from that which the Chogos Hashpasa applies to. But if you even if you assume that Tevat Luin, that Bittul actually accomplishes Hashpasa, so you can listen on the point. Even if you assume that that's true, but I don't think anybody I've seen say that Bittul works for Sha'ar, Yisur Hana, Hanisrafin. And if that's true, you might argue, well, the force of the Ron's argument is undone. I'm not sure that it has to be. What?
Works for Avodah Zarah.
But that's not Bittul. First of all, it doesn't work for any Avodah Zarah. It works only for the votaries. Bittul and Avodah Zarah is a different concept. That's for the acolytes of the particular Avodah Zarah to renounce, basically. That's what Bittul. Or if not that, it's not just renounce. First of all, I think we discussed this. So Machlok has shown him about whether or not you can do Bittul Amira Min HaTorah. Some Rishonim don't think you can, and that's the basis for the fact that in Mincha B'Shah Shalom, right, if the votaries of the idol, you know, leave it to be abandoned, you know, out of their own free will under no compulsion whatsoever, so that works as a Bittul. That wouldn't be something that you can then, you know, keep the statue and, you know, keep it as art. You wouldn't have to destroy it. The basis for that, some Rishonim call the basis for that is that, you know, really B'Leit is all you really need. And it's just, you know, chumrah to say that but we require halach l'maisa, as point to Sarjan Midar Bana, but according to others in Midaraisa, you could actually physically, you know, mutilate it in some way. Normally speaking, that's how you have to do bittul. Also, it's not something that applies to everybody who comes into possession of it. It has to be the person who's the votary of the avodah zarah. And anyway, it's not exactly the same thing. But, what was I up to? But either way, the other Rishonim we talk about this do not couch it in such terms. They make it seem like this is something having to do with the simple fact that you're required to burn it. Right? The Maram Falava, I'm only going to read this because the Maram Falava is what I have. for whatever reason, the Hashlama was not put in here. I can't really think of a good one. But the Maral Chalava pretty much quotes them word for word, right? I didn't have a chance to compare. Is it word for word?
It's
nearly.
We didn't say word for word, but it was very similar.
Yeah, he quotes it. This is the Maral Chalava. He says, "You guys see it?"
Oh, here you go.
Wait, where are you reading from? The Shlomo?
Oh, I'm reading the Maral Chalava.
No, I'm reading the Maral Chalava. That's not what my Maral Chalava says.
What?
Wait, read that again?
Hadra Gidal Asya Ben Rehuda Ben Rishon. Dapal Gavder Rishon Lefnez Manalach Rishonov Lo Kflom.
Okay. Good so far, yeah. Lavu Delekha. There's no Yisra Lav. Again, the din of Rav Gidol is that the condition is in Chal because it's Aser Ben Hanav. So this depends on whether or not Rav Shimon would be saying this, would depend on whether or not he thinks there's any Yisra Hanav.
So
he says that there's no, right, there is. There's no Lav, but there is an Aser Yish Basa, and therefore Aser Ben Hanav Ben Ephili. Yeah, we have after
that?
The Arab Pesach, you said Shabbos before. Yeah, Vavu Gav the Arab. What?
Oops.
Pesach, no, it's fine. It just, that threw me off. There, Pesach. Yeah. Right? Because he knows he's going to say, yeah, okay, fine. Anyways, he says, we don't hold like the Balmor, it's not just a dinner bun. So you see, he doesn't explain it based on the nature of Tashbisu, in particular the Bittul element. He just says, once there's a Kavas Tashbisu, there's an Isar Hanav. Now the truth is, before I move on to the cases where we see Rishonim clearly say such a thing, and actually start to explain it a little bit, the truth is that the Tosfos themselves, it's a little bit of a bizarre feeling for me, I think there's a little bit of a Chazara here going on, not in the context of Shidus Rabbi Shimon, but in the context of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one who holds Mutar Banav, right? So the question becomes, and the Ron was aware of this question, right? If you think that Chovas Tashbisu demands that you say that there's an Isra Hanav, so how do you ever have Rabbi Yossi Aglili? I mean, he doesn't erase the pasuk of Chovas Tashbisu. This is one of the principal arguments of Rabbi David, that you don't tell me, he says, that you know that there is an Isra Hanav based on Tashbisu. How would you ever have Rabbi Yossi Aglili? He doesn't think that there's no such thing as Tashbisu, right? He argues that I'm not sure if I gave you guys the Rabbi David, who's the one who has the most sustained argument against the Ron's position that it applies even to Hanav. He says, "Miu b'Hanav." This is on Zion and Aleph in the Rabbi David on page Mem Aleph in the Machon Shalom edition. "Miu b'Hanav b'adai eno asur mishum tashvisu." He has a couple of somewhat compelling textual lies. One of them being the fact that the Gemara, when it says chametz, you know, shalos b'Hanav min alon, never just came out and said, "What do you mean, Tashbisu?" But the Ron gave an argument for that. We're looking for better, right? We're looking for more explicit, more lav specific. So he says, "Midalachim mehalcha is arnash k'zan malav abidirbanu l'sanav kulei abidochak l'mar shol kavishima etc. etc." Stock mentions the point about Rosigui. Maybe he does that later. Might as well, right? It's a pretty good question, argument too. Meaning, it can't be that Chovas Tashbisu mandates an Isra Hanav, because we have evidence from Rabbi Yossi Aglili that it doesn't. Unless you want to say it, you know, just introduce as a separate machlokes, which, you know, is not generally the best way to go about things. Just to especially if the idea is that it's just impossible legally that, you know, you couldn't have such a, you know, X without Y. So maybe the fact that one sheet clearly did have that is, you know, that's a pretty good counterexample to the fact that you can't. Not only is it possible, but you've seen it done, right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili did it. But the Rin David, let me just check quickly. So he explains the Israfilas. He says, "Ma'achu mitzuba ba be mitzvah sashpasa vade shu as bechila shalom retor lahak v'tabar shu mud bechila." Then he says, "She'in lanu," but then he says, "but it's only achila she'in lanu la'asur ma'ana mikla mitzvah sashpasa k'mo she'omru ba'asa achila she'in te dal melezel she'chametz la'achila hu omeid." The truth is that this actually really does dovetail with the argument point of the argument that I was saying that you have to subvert it, if you remember correctly. I argued that you have to subvert it. Actually, he does kind of say that explicitly, right? That you subvert its function. He says, "Shachamitz lachilu omid." I don't remember that, seeing that. I don't think I saw that. But that was exactly, I was plugging that idea in the context of Rebbe Ben Kalanimus, who thinks that yeah, you can't be machil klavim, even though you can be efar or zora, because the point is that you can't let it become, you know, us of the day achilu. So the truth is that the Rebbe David essentially adopts, you know, the basic concept. I don't know why he wouldn't say, I guess, lachil is adam huamid, and therefore it would be probably machil. Anyway, he says, So the reader says, Rabbi Yosef Lili is a disproof. So the truth of the matter is, I think that this Tosfos kind of provides an answer to that question. Tosfos argues, the question that bothered the Rishonim here, I didn't give you the line of the Gemara, but the Gemara says, the Asr Bahan Aso. So Gemara says, Pshita! And then it comes to some explanation for what, why would he need to tell us. And the question is it really so Pshita? There's a Tana who didn't say that. So why wouldn't Rabbi Yudi and Asi have to tell us? Wouldn't it be important for him to let us know that we posked against Rabbi Yosef Lili? So the argument essentially that the Rishonim have tried to develop, well, first of all, the Rashi just erased it. Rashi said Pshita should not be there because of this fact. You know, what do you mean Pshita? We need it. So also they weren't interested in doing that. So they say that this is already, it's not that it was obvious to us, you know, just, you know, upon brooding upon the question. It's that we already learned it. Well, where did we learn it? Then here the Bar Pshita, we should have prepared a comment to Sorf and Chametz. Alma Asr Bahana. The Lord Yosef Lili ain't no tzarf l'sofa, all you return l'fnei kavo, grain l'nafri. The fact that there's a chi of l'sro b'sal chametz, so that implies that there's an isser hana. That's not entirely clear. How does it imply that? Why does it imply that? What does that mean? I'm not entirely sure, but it could very well be that the premise here is accepting basically the proposition we're suggesting, namely, that a chi of levayer is itself incompatible with a heter hana. Right? That once you have a chi of sreifa, you derive from that a iser hana. You can't be chayav to levayer something which you're allowed to be nehenah from. And therefore, once we say that sor from chilash eish, we already see that the assumption is that this is, I guess, d'oraisa, you have to be doing that. But you already see that it's aser hana. In other words, this basically, to answer the question from Rabbi David, I think this would provide a simple answer to that question. The answer would be, it impacts how we understand Tashmisu. Certain concepts of Tashmisu are compatible with the understanding that it's mutter v'chametz, but that has to be very broad conceptions. You have to assume that it's mutter Tashmisu, you just get rid of it in any way you want. Which is maybe what some assume that the Chum hold, but maybe not, right? We already saw the economists did not think it was that. Right, but maybe, basically, the way to answer the question of, well, why didn't Rabbi Yosef Lili, because the answer is, Tashbisu meant something very, very different from him. He doesn't argue that there's no Tashbisu in the Pasuk. That'd be a hard case to make. He argues that what Tashbisu means is something very different than what we all thought it meant. Certainly what Rabbi Yehuda thought it meant, because Rabbi Yehuda thought it was Dachas Reifa. I take it, even what Rabbi Chachamim mean, when fire is a Lirach, which means to destroy it in some way. No, Rabbi Yehuda understood that it means, just make sure you don't have it in the end, Etzlecha. That's all you need, not only to avoid violating it, but it's all you need to be mekayim it. And therefore, if that's true, it doesn't have the implication that you know that it's aser binehen from it. What I was bothered by is once you say that and accept it, I think that makes sense what Tosfos is saying. So why can't you say the same thing? Why is Rabbi Shimon only limited to achila? Forget Rabbi. I was like, really, you can ask a question about Rabbi Shimon. Why is Rabbi Shimon? Don't we have to say something similar for Rabbi Shimon? If you think that there's no Isser Hana, that it's only Isser Achila, so don't you have the same problem? Why is it Tzorf and Chila Sheish a problem for Rabbi Shimon in the same way? Let us say, apparently, we don't pass on Rabbi Shimon. Or accept the premise that the Ran has in the Maram Chalavah, which is that Rabbi Shimon thinks it's Isser Hana. But how do you have... So, what did you say?
The Gemara doesn't seem to indicate
that. But why don't we the same way we can assume that we paskin against Rabbi Yosef Lili, why don't we say we can also assume that we paskin against Rabbi Shimon, which is not true for most of the time, even the halacha, but at the very least. So I look back at the Tosfos and they address that actually. And I'm not sure. It seems like to me, I'm just raising it, to be al shulchan for you guys to consider. It seems to me that there's some kind of a chazara here on this point on Chafes and Beis, which is the Tosos, which speaks of Rabbi Shimon and the fact that he asks be'achilu b'nabahana. What he says is, they actually just kind of ask the question. He says, "Near the Shimon Mandi and over love of the chametz of Nizmana, mode who does be'achilu, mishishos amala, etc., etc." Actually, they provide the argument which we've seen, which is that if it's not true, if it's mutar b'hana, then maybe you can't be sorry for truma, which we analyzed in the past. But he says, "Vinir is not going to speak to me. I'll feel like a mashma to speak to shalofi dar b'hana the hayim achila. Aval lasiku taksa shila mutzul rishima. The intomar right. So in other words, b'hana is okay. You can be masiku taksa shila. The intomar lama sorkin b'sheish rishima yisikenu adalav ma'anat taksa shila." Basically, the question, what do you mean? So then we have the same question we asked about Rabbi Sevili, right? Which is, for him, we shouldn't say sorfin. Why sorfin? It's mudr b'ana. Do something else with it. That's, that's fun. Use it as to warm yourself up or to cook. So he says, so the answer, listen, he says, the Hamer, the gazrin on Shema Yochaleno, it's a gzera. The fact that you sorfin for him is a gzera. So here I was wondering, okay, but then why wasn't that good for Rabbi Sevili? And then those who say, the chain of Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Shari Chemetz, Asiko Taksa, Sashila, Hainu, Hakko, Biyacha, Avam, Ma'am, Ma'am, Lo, Lo, Shami Yoplein, Ud, Mistama, Islai, Orla, Rabbaz, and Boti. I guess no, I guess it's consistent, but they're just kind of modifying a little bit. I don't know why they didn't just say about Rabbi Yosef Lili, him too, the fact that Zorfin is just in Durabanan, Minatori really couldn't. In any event, the point that Tosos is consistent about here is that the Heter Hana and the Chobas Tashbisu is incompatible unless you assume that Chobas Tashbisu is not limited to really being Mevayer. But it can also be to enjoying, in some way. Tafas Tashbisu. That'd also be fine. Yeah, what are you saying? Are you?
I just wanted to know, the one I showed you.
In now? Okay. All right. The next... The next point we'll get to is more explicit, and here we already have Rishonim kind of, I don't know if you guys saw, kind of giving us little, explanations, it's quick formulations about explaining the relation between the Sreifa, Mitzvah Sreifa, and the Yisar Na, and that's about the Kilei HaKerem. Again, the major point I'm going to draw from here is the idea that a Chovas Biur does establish an Yisar Na, and we'll see, the argument then would be that the reason that Yisar Na survives despite the transition through the stage until it's switched to Nisal HaKelev, is that the Isser Hanah that does survive, at least, is actually a function of the Mitzvah Sreifa in the first place. Right? That Mitzvah Sreifa is what imposes an Isser Hanah at that point, at the very least at that point. Right? Once you have a Chiyuv Sreifa's Orla, let's say, right? So then even once the Orla is no longer a pre, and you would have said it shouldn't be a subject to Isser Hanah, maybe that's true, but only from the Isser of Areidim Lo Ye'echa Hana'a. But the Isser Hana'a stemming from the Chobas Biur of Sorla, that still does persist, and that, as I mentioned to you guys, would also answer the question that, very compelling question, I think, that Chobas Shurim poses, which is the whole concept of the Fertosis, which they argue that the idea of the Heter of Efer Nisrafin is Shad Nasa Bitsasa. That whole concept seems strange, seems very inapplicable. The idea in the case of Hutchim is that the Kedusha stems from its being designated for the purpose of the mitzvah. And therefore, once the mitzvah is gone, so the Kedusha falls. But the Isser Hanah is a separate halacha. It's not bound up with the chiyuv that you're doing, the chiyuv sreifa, getting rid of it. So the answer to this question would be, we'll get to this.
Where is it? Sorry.
What?
The guy's on his way.
All right.